Toxic algae bloom in Utah Lake continues to spread, and now officials warn we need to make changes or we'll see this kind of problem every year. KSL News Radio's Brianna Bottoli is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Brianna?
Brian, Jenny Elliott is one of hundreds who use the gardens in daybreak, but now that the sprinklers are shut off, she's putting in extra work to make sure her watermelons don't dry up this year.
Now that we don't have water, we're going to be doing it twice a day with buckets.
Elliott isn't alone. The algae bloom in Utah Lake is now covering about 150 square miles of water and has contaminated the Jordan River and surrounding canals, forcing people to shut off secondary water throughout Utah County and in areas of Salt Lake County. Health officials tell us it's because the water has too much phosphorus, a combination of too little water in the lake and too much fertilizer. Live, Brianna Bottoli, KSL News Radio.